All right. You may use these chord numbers and rhythms, or some rhythms of your own, similar rhythms, to practice the minors as we progress throughout the book. You may add notes to the chords to enrich them, such as in the dominants, you can add the ninths, 11th, 13ths, flat nines, sharp nines, flat fives, sharp fives, or any combinations of these, such as like flat five, flat nine, sharp five, flat nine, etc. In this book, you'll find all of the practical moves. The modes, chord modes especially, are often overlooked, but they really can add a lot of color to your chord solos, your comping, and you, as I said before, you can use them when you want to harmonize one of your improvised lines. This is a very good effect. Use the patterns that above and the ones that we're going to go to now with all the scales in this book. If you have the time to do it, it will do you an awful lot of good. Try changing some of the chord tones. Create some of your own progressions. Use your mind. Let it open up. Use your imagination. Try the combinations are limitless, actually. Use this page as if it were inserted every once in a while, every two or three scale sets or more. And your chord technique and also your endurance should improve, so that when you are in a situation where you have to play a great number of chords, or even when you're soloing with single notes for a great length of time, where you have, if you're out front and you've got to play a few choruses, and you've got an audience a little bit on edge, you really need endurance. And oddly enough, practicing chords like this will help even your single string playing.